Exodus. Serving God in a not uncomfortable, but out of our comfort place. Serving God out of our comfort place. Sometimes God will call us to do things for him that will call us and put us out of our comfort place, out of our comfort zone. I have learned over the years that yes, God has given me, just like you, talents and gifts to serve him and to put in his service where I go. And you know what? To do that for me is easy because it's a talent or it's a gift that he gave me. But when he sent me to do it in a place where it's out of my comfort zone or in a way that is out of my comfort zone, I then cannot rely on my talent or my gift or my ability. I totally have to rely on him. And over the years, God have done that. I'll tell you a little bit of my testimony. I'm not a talker. You might not believe that. But I'm originally a great stutterer. I used to stutter. I still sometimes stutter when I talk. But it was worse when I was a kid. Like that. I get dizzy on heights. When I go on a plane, it's like when a car and a long trip, I either have to be driving or sitting in front. If you sit me in the back, you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to stop because my stomach, my head, I get dizzy. I am not a water person. Some of you like to go fishing. And you love going fishing and going to boat. And yeah, let's fish all day. You wake up in the morning, let's go fish. That's not me. My fishing experience is the fish in the seafood section at ShopRite. But in all those things, that's where God has set me to serve. I have to take planes. I have to drive. I have to get on boats, out of my comfort zone every single time. And we see in scripture how God has used people, men and women, out of their comfort zone, or put them in places. He put them in places where he's going to use them and call them to do something that is going to cause them to step out in faith and step out of what they feel comfortable doing. In Exodus, you recall the story of Moses. Oh, Moses were called by God, and he gave God five different excuses. Could you imagine that? Five different excuses. In chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, he told God, I am a nobody. Who am I to go talk to these people? In chapter 3, verse 13 to 22, he told God, but how am I going to go there? I don't have the authority. Who am I going to tell them, send me? I don't have no authority. In chapter 4, verse 1 through 9, he told God, he put the excuse, God, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe me. Trust me, I know these people. They're not going to believe me. And God gave him signs. In verse 10 to 12, and I identify with Moses with that, he told God, I am not a good speaker. I'm not eloquent. From my youth, I can't speak. And at the end, he flat out told God in chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, he was unqualified. Please send somebody else. Find you somebody else, God, not me. In the book of Joshua, Moses had died, and there was a new leader that will come in his place. And God told Joshua, you are going to be that leader. Now, think about this for a second. Joshua was there with Moses all the way from the get out of Egypt. He was there. He saw God's miracles. He saw God parting the Red Sea. He was for all of that. But he was also saw how the people treated Moses. At one point, the people turned on Moses. They were going to kill him, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb. They want to kill them and return to Egypt. He was there for all the murmur, all the rebellion. He was there when they built the golden calf, all of that. Moses knew how many times, Joshua knew how many times Moses had to intercede for the people of Israel because they were so rebellious. They were so stiff-necked. And then Moses died and God said, you're next. Me? These people? Come on. God told him to follow him, though. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Go, verse 5. Verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. At least four times he said, be strong of a good courage. Be strong and good courage. Be strong and a good courage. I have not thou commanded you. I have not tell you. Be strong of a good courage. Do you think that leading the people of Israel, he will require to be strong and have courage? Yes. Because they went easy. It wasn't going to be an easy ministry. He's going to guide them into Jordan and conquer the land. He's going to need to be strong. God put a woman into a position that she didn't call for. Go to the book of Esther. You know her story. Book of Esther, chapter 4. Book of Esther, chapter 4. The king is looking for a wife. Esther got to be the wife. Mordecai told her, don't tell them where you're from. All of a sudden, an enemy of the Jews convinced the king to pass a decree to kill all the Jews. And Esther is the queen now. And Mordecai say, you got to help us. But there was a little problem. Chapter 4, if you would please. Verse 11. Chapter 4, the book of Esther, verse 11. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called there, is one law, is to put him to death, except to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if together holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there be enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But you and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Verse 16, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go into the king's, which is not according to the law. And if I die, if I perish, I perish. She was placed, and I love that question. Maybe God has placed in that position for such a time like this. Our jobs, the neighborhoods that we live, the church that we are in. God placed us there. God put us there for a purpose and for a reason. The American dream, per se, is not the utmost all for a believer. But to find the purpose for which God has called them to be in the place that they are. The gospel got to be our guide in everything that we do. And to figure out, to find out and ask God to reveal, well, I'm here now. I'm working here now. I'm doing this here now. I'm in this position. Lord, how can I serve you here from this place? What is it you want me to do? Esther didn't realize that she was placed for such a time like this. But she has to make a decision. Whether she's going to trust God or stay back. I love what Mordecai told her. Say, deliverance and peace will come from somewhere else. If you don't step up, God is going to do it somewhere else. It made me think that if I don't take the opportunity of the blessing to serve God, if I don't step out in faith, God's going to use somebody else and I'm going to miss out. I'm going to miss out. I'm going to miss out that blessing to see what he can do. Jeremiah told God, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 1, he told God, I have to read this. I love what he says. He says, I'm a child. But before he said, I'm a child, God told him this. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. In other words, I separated thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. He was born, even from the womb, God already have called him and anointed him a prophet. Isn't that amazing? That God have a plan for you. Parents, you do not know who you are training at home. You do not know who you are training at home. God help us to see the potential that each one of our kids and young adults and teenagers have in the serving of the Lord. Let's be an encouragement. Let's not stop their desire. In fact, let's encourage it. Let's make the things of God and his church and his gospel a priority. Acts chapter 9, if you would please. Acts chapter 9. The Apostle Paul. When he got saved on the way of Damascus, the apostle was ordered to go into the city and wait. And the Bible says in chapter 9, verse 13, while he was waiting, God spoke to Ananias, and God gave him the address where Paul was staying. And he said to him that he should go, give him back his sight, and minister to him. Ananias knew who Paul was. By this time, his name was Saul. And then he answered the following in verse 13. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him all great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Serving God sometimes is going to put us in a position that we might have to suffer. Might have to suffer. Might have to go through some suffering. And of course, we all avoid suffering as much as we can. Suffering is totally out of our comfort zone. Suffering is something if we could, we would never would like to go through. But what if, just like with Saul, God have chosen you through suffering to be a witness to him and impact your neighborhood, your circle of influence, and beyond that, with the gospel of Jesus Christ? More times than none, it's out of our comfort zone that God called us to serve him. It's out of our comfort zone that he called us to step out in faith. It's out of our comfort zone that we can say, to God be the glory. Whatever result, whatever good is done, whatever great things can be acquired, is no longer now my ability or my potential or the thing that I know. But what God has equipped me to do in his name for him. And then we only can say, to God be the glory. Because it's no longer us, it's all him. It's no longer me, it's all him. I invite you to stand as you would please and open your hymn book to hymn number 56. And we will sing the first verse and the chorus of this song and then be dismissed. To God be the glory.